All right, back, the final segment of the show. Hope you're all having a good time. What happened, Pip? Did your cat just take a crap? What was that?
No, I was just excited.
Take a picture. It's going to be the highlight of 2020.
You never know when it's
going to blow. What?
You never know.
Oh, Pip. Pip and turd stories. Joe, you have time. Make a bumper for turd stories with Pip.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do some scamming. Scammers! If you're new to the show, me, and by me I mean my alter ego Fake Dabber, which has many personalities, gets approached by romance scammers quite often because I'm very sexy in the cyber world. And what I do is I try to get in these long-term relationships to keep them busy so they can't bother innocent people. And I'm very good at this. I keep them going for months longer at a time. So we've been dealing with my scammer, Lacey Gilbert. This version of Fake Gavin is a ghostbuster and does not get much into, let's say, faithful relationships. Lacey is a poor, tall... Fuck, I don't know how tall she is. Well, fuck some blonde girl, light, big tits, long hair, stuck in Nigeria working in a lumber company. She's a little down on her luck because the lumber company she's working for hasn't paid her in several months. And Fake Davin's not happy. But as of late, Fake Davin and Lacey have not been talking much. You know, days, weeks would go at a time without them talking. Recently, Fake Davin and Lacey have reconnected. But unfortunately, Fake Davin discovered Lacey had been cheating on him with Vinny, who has a foot fetish. This is true, by the way.
Oh, God.
So,
probably one of my biggest fans.
And Lacey did not deny this. She just wants to know how I know.
So, yeah.
So that's where we are with things. But Fake Davin is now in the place where he is willing to have a longer relationship with Lacey. He's in that place, right?
Ready to settle down.
Yes. So let's continue. And this is from September 22nd. So I ask her what she would like to talk about, and then she gets quiet. I go, she goes, we could talk about anything you want. So I go, what have you done this weekend? She goes, honestly, nothing other than resting. By the way, never mind. I go, I am not sure you will be able to keep up with me if we get together. And I give her a little wink emoji. Because remember, this girl's always resting.
Yeah, I know. I think she has Epstein-Barr, by the way.
I think she got big boobs and they're weighing her down.
Her law firm has nothing to do with it.
Very funny, Joe. She goes, why you say that, baby? I go, you seem to always need rest. She laughs. She goes, weekends are for resting. I go, I work weekends, and there's no rest with me. She goes, well done, baby. Okay. She goes, you a strong man. Yes, I am. I am a strong man. Thank you for noticing. I go, thank you. Getting ready for a show now, LOL. I try. I go, I'll sleep when I'm dead. And she laughs. She goes, keep it up, baby. And she goes, and enjoy your show. I go, thanks, maybe one day you will see it. She goes, I've always wanted to watch you perform on stage. Go on. So then...
that has piqued your interest.
So then I guess I posted an Instagram story on Davin Comedy, and she shared it back to me, and she put like a little flame. I guess she liked it. I guess she thinks your boy's sexy. How you like them apples?
She wants
Hold on a second.
You.
Hold on a second.
What?
You posted something about Davin Comedy, which is the same website where we have oodles.
Right, right, but this was on
scammers.
This was on Instagram. So.
Okay. This okay. Was,
but as we've learned with these scammers, they're not so much for the research on me.
Not so bright either.
Not really. I go, really? There are clips of me around, but I'm better live. She goes, I meant live. She goes, honey, I need your assistance. I go, my assistance? I wonder what this is about. Now, to catch everybody up, she's been asking for months now for money for video games, for music, for phone cards, And Fake Davin has answered in Sammy Hagar song titles or just pushed it off. And I go, and what might that be? Amazon? iTunes?
Did you say that?
I did.
Oh, good.
She goes, yes, you know already. I go, you got balls. I'll give you that. The stank of Vinny is still on you, and boom.
Oh. Wow.
What?
The stank of Vinny is still on you.
Well, I mean, she's cheated on me.
I know, but it's like, well.
got that Vinny stank.
It's tough.
She goes, I don't get you. I mean, Vinny is still all, like, and then I put three hearts, and you're asking me for money. not even time to take a shower before your hand is out.
Hysterical.
Wow.
Pip, write that down.
I get it.
She goes, are you going to stop talking about Vinny now? I think she's asking me if I'm going to. She goes, let's talk about something else. I go, what do you want to talk about? So she shared another one of my stories and put like the emoji with heart eyes. And she goes, shared story. She goes, I'm in love with your lips. Now let's look at something here. We're watching two people play a game here, me and Lacey. So she has distracted me from my Vinny questions by saying how much she's in love with my lips and wanted to change the subject. So good on Lacey, right? I have taken away from her by asking for money for a phone card or iTunes or Amazon. So good on me.
That's true.
So, and really, when it comes down to how this game is played, I think I win. Because that just means I can prolong this shit a little bit longer.
Absolutely. Whatever keeps you from having to spend money on her, win.
Exactly. So she says she's in love with my lips. I laugh. I go, why is that? And I say, thanks. She says, sexy lips. She goes, and kissable. And then she gives three little kiss emojis. She's turning it on right now. I like this. I go, thank you. Your lips are quite kissable, too. Or whoever the woman in the picture. I didn't say that last part.
Whoever she is, it looks good.
She laughs. She goes, LOL, let's get it going. I go, kissing? She goes, yes. I go on here like cyber sex? I've never done that with a scammer before. Which pet shall I be?
All right.
Yes. She goes, when we meet. Oh, I go, I thought you wanted to do something on here. And
yeah.
Ow, stupid. And she laughs. She goes, not here. I ask her if she's ever done cyber sex. She says no. She asks how it works. I go, from what I'm told, you write sexy things to each other while you pleasure yourself.
I guess.
So then she puts an emoji, which I don't have. I said the emoji didn't show up. What was it? She does it again. I go, they aren't coming through. Tell me what it was. She goes, it's a crushing face. I think that means like she's like, I think a crushing face is like in love or something. I don't know.
Mm.
Or the face is so fat it's resting on something and you actually crushing it.
I think she sent you an eggplant.
Yes.
But go on.
I go, is that good? She goes, yeah. I go, is that something you want us to do? She goes, for sure. I go, as you wish, never done it before, but there's always a first time.
She means she wants to cyber with you?
I'm that's what I'm trying to figure out. I go, is this something we should make a date for? She goes, yeah, if it's okay by you. And I know Pip likes this portion of the show. This is where she tells Mr. Hillix to leave the room and gets her favorite soft cat near her.
Get out of here. You, come here.
I just want a cat that can mop up moisture. Which one's going to be here tonight?
I think it's the one that we've been squirting the medicine in. That seems to work.
Nobody wants shit cat around for sexy talk.
Or lack of shit cat.
Yeah, because you know what? Here's what's going to happen. You and Mr. Helix are going to be getting it on, and the cat's going to be at the bed, and that's when the cat's going to decide to shit. Right on the bed.
That's
And your emotions are going to be torn because, like, you're in the middle of ecstasy, so you got that going on, you know, and you're disgusted that the cat shit on the bed, but at the same time, yeah, the cat shit on the bed. So I would really love to see the facial expressions when that happens, and that will be the way it happens.
That would be the timing,
yes,
of course.
Yes. That's how I envision it. I go, when would you like us to do this? She goes, this weekend. I go, okay, wear something sexy. She laughs. I go, what will you wear? She goes, pant and bra.
Pit and bra?
Pants, not pint. Pant.
No.
I think she means like panties, not pit, like
right,
trousers.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, maybe some, maybe a nice pair of corduroy slacks. I don't know.
Corduroy slacks. What is it, 78?
Well, you know, get that friction going, get a little burn on those inner thighs. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Wide whale.
Wide whale. I go, nice, they won't be on long. She goes, she laughs. She goes, oh, we're already up to September 24th, by the way. She goes, why, baby? I go, well, it's cyber sex. The point is to get you so hot that you want to take them off. Why do I got to explain everything? It's like real fucking life. She goes, well, you do have me looking forward to the weekend with the face with the hearts for eyes. She laughs. I go a bit nervous. I guess I was nervous. She goes, don't be. I go, you are not? She goes, of course I am. Of course I am, I guess, nervous, but I guess. I go, she goes, can I ask you something? And I tell her, don't be nervous. And then she laughs. I go, you can ask. She goes, you're crazy. She goes, you get me laughing all the time. Now, Joe, I think this kind of goes back to your recurring theme since we've been doing this low this many years. This is something you think they find me entertaining.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that might be why she's still here, because I started up with her in April, and we are now at the end of September. And she's still.
Yeah, I could tell you right now that, I mean, Florrie was stupid, but I could tell you that's why Belinda stuck around. That's why Jane stuck around, and this is why this one now is sticking around.
Yeah, absolutely.
I go, that is not news. I chase ghosts, not normal stuff. She goes, when was the last time you had sex? And then I said, I'm glad I make you laugh. She says, thanks. I go, a few months ago. I go, how about you? And then there's like no answer. She goes, she goes, about a year now. I ask if she loved him. She goes, talking about my ex. I go, why did it end? And then she disappeared. I'm like, where'd you go? And I said, you do realize when we have our cyber sex date, you can't just disappear in the middle, right?
You please don't finish. Leave me hanging, literally.
There I am with my cyber cock out. Nowhere to go. Got me all hot. Thought this was real. Thought this time it was good. She goes, then you would have to ghost hunt me.
Oh.
She's got a little bit of a sense of humor, too, this one.
Yeah, she does.
I go, do I need to get my spooky friends to hunt you down? She goes, nope. She goes, you can do it alone. I go, or you could not disappear, LOL. Makes me think I bore you. She goes, you don't bore me. I don't see how I could.
I don't think I could bore you.
No, I don't think I could. Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think.
She goes, then why do you vanish in the middle of conversations? She goes, I don't spend too much time on here, more on and off. I go, I appreciate that, but you leave in the middle of a conversation. And I will say that is a trait that many of the scammers I've been dealing with on Instagram, they just fucking go.
Yeah, they just leave. Like, you'll say, when you have a period of time where you're not talking very frequently, you'll say, she'll be like, hi, how's it going? And then it's like, the next week, hi, how are you? It's like, wait a minute, where'd you go?
It's very weird. It's not how you would have, like, real.
Probably got about 5 lines in the water.
Yeah.
I understand, Joe, but I'm the interesting one.
I understand. But, you know, money's money. Business is business.
I understand.
You have a little pleasure in the day. You break time. You know, it's like, all right, let me horse around with this guy. All right, we got to make some cash.
Yeah, and you're also the cheap one. who's not forking over the dough.
Hey, I'm not cheap. I'm shopping around. So she apologizes. I go, why do you do that if I'm not boring, babe? I guess she just, I go, Lacey, and then I put little ghost emoji. She laughs.
Yeah.
She goes, Mr. Comedian. Oh, now we're on, so she responded on September 26th. That was the 25th. She goes, Mr. Comedian. I go, true, at least I know how to capture a ghost. I can't figure out how to capture your attention for very long.
Really?
If we can't hold a conversation, maybe we should cancel our date and call the whole thing off.
Oh.
Yeah, well. She goes, why that? I go, because Pip doesn't deserve this.
Because what?
Because Pip doesn't deserve this.
Like, don't deserve what?
The sexy talk on the weekend that I'll be reading to
damn
you.
Damn it.
I'm not your 90-day fiancé, bitch.
She's too busy trying to coax a turd out of her cat's ass. She's got
a romance. This is a full-time job, guarding the litter box to see what's happening.
Oh, I know. And with all the cats, you don't know whose turds are whose. It's rough.
Yeah.
Thank goodness both you and Mr. Helix are home. Nobody sleeps in that house. They're on fucking guard duty.
Well, I can generally tell mine from the cats.
Generally. They're on poop patrol. Pip's on poop patrol. P-P-P.
I am.
I go, because cyber sex is very intimate and personal, and it leaves us vulnerable, and I can't even get you to finish a conversation or hold your interest. I don't know if we should do it. Oh, aren't I being a little bitch?
No. You're saying, look, I don't want to be sitting here with my you know, my cock hanging out, and all of a sudden it's like, hello? Hello?
Who's going to finish me?
It's rude.
This cock ain't gonna jerk itself.
All hung out and no place to come.
Exactly. Story of my life, my friend. Story of my life. There I am with a semi, and you just leave. Just me, myself, my cock, and my balls. What's a feller to do?
Oh my god.
I go, I've never done this before. I want it to be special. She goes, I got you. Then she gives me a winky emoji. I go, so you agree we should not do it? Or you agree we should finish a conversation? She goes, we should finish a conversation. I go, okay, that means you can't vanish in the middle of it. Nigeria must be fascinating since it's constantly pulling you away from me.
Yeah, really?
She laughs. She goes, I'll let you know when I want to leave the conversation. That's really all I ask.
Like, you know what? Sometimes just, you know, an announcement of what's about to happen
is
good.
Exactly. I go, well, we've established I can make you laugh. That would be nice. Will you be saying I've had enough of your babbling and I am off to slay a yak? Nothing.
I didn't understand what you said.
You didn't understand what I said?
Yeah.
I'll read it again.
I was trying to process, and I'm like, what?
I go, well, we have established I can make you laugh. That would be nice, meaning announcing that she's leaving the conversation. Will you be saying, I've had enough of your babbling, and I am off to slay a yak?
Does she even know what a yak is?
Neither did Joe, but it didn't fucking stop us. I feel like it's a recurring thing. You know, since Flory, I always try to work a yak reference in.
Because yak is always funny.
Yes.
Yes. It's yak's always funny. Okay. She goes, I have no idea. She laughs. I go, maybe we'll just say time's up and fade to black.
What? You know, it's like you throw in a yak reference and she's got nothing.
It's hard to come back from yak.
I wouldn't even ask, like, what are you talking about?
I don't know. And then I go, and you're gone.
Oh, jeez.
But she writes back later, time up, LOL. Fade to black.
Oh, so she realizes that she just, like, left.
Oh, my God, this fucking, I gotta do the video. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah, Facebook's being a little bit more than... than she's being a flat lever. She's pretty unbelievable, though. I would be very annoyed if it was real and I was having a conversation with somebody and they just, like, you know, sometimes you're chatting with somebody on the internet and, you know, the conversation kind of fades out and you both kind of go about your business, but you're having a personal conversation with somebody you're trying to woo and you just, like, vanish.
That's my girlfriend. How can she do that?
What?
I said it's my girlfriend. How can she do that?
I know, but it's kind of like on television. I notice that on a lot of shows, people don't say goodbye before they hang up the phone. And I'm like, who does this? Nobody talks to me like that.
Well,
Very annoying.
My old boss used to do that. You would talk to him, you know, and it's like blah, 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 and just hang up and never would say goodbye.
God damn it. I hate that.
Yeah, I know. It's maddening.
It's maddening. And it's like, well, you know, I didn't know we were done, and I'm sitting here with my cock out. Thanks.
Just restarting the video. It's really been a problem tonight.
Yeah, I know. It's well, Tech Tuesday is our famous tagline, but
we're back.
So irritating.
Okay, and we're back. So she goes fade to black, and then she goes baby. I go ouch. I go ouch. If this was cyber sex, I would not have even gotten a kiss. And she gives me four laughings. I call her a cyber tease.
Yes.
So she needs to ask me. Something. I go, how much money is it this time? Whenever you need something, you finish a conversation. When I don't hear from you. So she wants something. She goes $100 this time, baby.
This time.
So now, how do you think I responded, kids? What did I say?
Oh, you bring up Vinny again.
Joe, what do you say?
You're upset that you were left out with your cock, and you're feeling let down.
Pip, very good. Good job, Pip.
Thank you.
Didn't Vinny pay you for those feet pictures?
Ooh.
She goes, don't want to talk about that. I go, I do. which fake Davin would be.
This is happening.
Yeah, this is happening. Real Davin would be the same way. No, let's talk.
Yeah.
She goes, then get the card. She goes, Vinny didn't pay me. She goes, get the card. Vinny didn't pay me. What did I write there? I go, so why don't you ask him for the money? He's the reason you posted those pictures. So this is when she posted pictures of her feet.
Which she'd never
posted before. And by her feet, I'm talking about probably somebody else's feet. I don't know whose feet they were.
Of course.
But, yeah, that had never happened before.
So it's like you'd think that it's like she doesn't know how to play it. If she's going to post pictures of her feet, shouldn't she have had him cough up the dough first?
I don't know. Or maybe she did get the money. How do I know? It's not like she's above lying.
She's not exactly telling you the, you know, anything that's real. So
yeah, exactly.
How would you know anyway?
So she goes, says who? I go, deny it if you want to. Sad thing is, that clown doesn't even realize those are not your feet.
Oh, funny.
I mean, I'm actually trying to help this guy. He doesn't know it, obviously, but I'm trying to help this guy.
Yeah.
She goes, okay. I go, what okay? She goes, everything. I go, you know I'm right. I go, you know I'm right. You know it doesn't have to be this way with us. It could be better, but you keep ruining it. So what do you think she says?
I think she's like, bye.
All right. So Pip is going with the bye, Felicia. Joe, what are you going with?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Okay. You're never sure. That's why it's a guess, stupid.
Yeah.
I think Joe's got his cock out.
Yeah. There was some heavy breathing. I assumed it was me, but maybe it's not.
I assumed it was the cat trying to take a shit.
No, I'm watching.
She goes, will you get me the card or not?
Oh, she's calling your bluff.
I go, I go, that is what you take from this conversation? How about you stop with Vinny or you stop with me? I feel you are foolishing me.
Did you do that on purpose?
I most certainly did. I most certainly did for Ann Jackson.
Oh, nice, nice.
I try to drop those in when I can, too.
I like that.
Thank you. You're welcome. I'll have my own conversation. Thank you. You're welcome. What type of asshole am I?
I know. You turn into Joe.
Yeah. She goes, how would you know when I stop with Vinny?
Ooh,
what do you think?
That's not nice.
What do you think I said?
Ooh, that. Well, then I don't have. I guess you're not going to get a card.
Joe, what do you think?
Yeah, right. No Vinny, no money.
Yeah.
I said, I go, how do I know a lot of things that I know?
Ooh, that's a good point. Yeah, she hasn't even figured out how you know about Vinny in the first place.
Exactly. Fuck this bitch.
Yes.
And then she's gone. I go, not even an I'm off to slay the yak. Typical.
Yeah, nothing.
I go, now you unfollowed. I guess that you... now you unfollowed. I guess that you'd figure it out. I guess I had you figured out. Guess I won't be sending the Amazon gift card, and all you had to do was stop the nonsense. Pity.
Oh. Wow.
That's a good play.
I think
so,
too. She goes, okay, you weren't sending it either. I go, what okay? She goes, I go, not when you're playing me. I go, so much for loving my lips. She laughs. I go, what is funny? I never know what's funny with these fucking people.
Yeah, they just, ha ha ha.
She goes, you. I go, well, that is my job. She goes, that's why I love you.
Because you're funny?
I guess. Oh. I go, love me? You unfollowed me. You don't unfollow those you love.
You unfollowed me.
She goes, do you know how long I've been asking you to get me a card? I do. I do know how long.
As a matter of fact, I have it documented.
What do you think I said?
That your feelings are hurt. I mean, she opened the door. I mean, she just opened the door for you to start sticking the pins in.
What do you think, Pip?
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
I go, do you know how long I've been waiting for you to be truthful?
Ooh. Ow.
I'm not fucking around. We are at a tipping point here.
This is the same tack you took with Jane, because in the clips that are, I guess the clips are being posted, are the clips been posted yet, or?
Not this week's ones. They'll be up Thursday.
Basically, when people hear the clips, basically the way it is with Jane's in jail. And she's trying to get out, but fake Davin is questioning how the relationship is going. Never mind that she's in jail and she needs the money to get out because she can't pay for her zoology school. But Davin feels that, number one, she's boring, and he needs to be wooed. You know, so right when they're looking for money and in there they're painting this picture of desperation, he goes, I don't feel I'm getting enough out of this.
Well, you know, those prison bitches can be boring.
Yeah, and where the scammer is there going, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
Yeah.
The scammers, they paint up these scenarios, and you can think about it. You know, you're a scammer, you're painting up this scenario, and you're like, this is a total tale of woe, where if I'm scamming somebody, somebody's going to help me, and I could lay it on thick, and I could get my money. And then you go, oh, I need the car. I need the money now. I need the car. I don't feel I'm being appreciated enough. What? What the fuck? What? But why?
I know.
Why? Right. And they go, well, I could tell them to go to hell. But before you go, all right, I can't make money off this guy, but he intrigues the shit out of me.
Yeah.
They should put me on 90 Day Fiancé. I'm ready.
Oh, actually, since most of the stuff, yeah, I know. A lot of these shows are scripted anyway. Yeah.
So I go, do you know how long I've been waiting for you to be truthful? And I offered to help you with your company. Remember, I was going to talk to her boss. She goes, yeah, I know. I go, so then this is not really my fault, Lacey.
Nice.
She goes, but am your woman. I go, my woman would not unfollow in a fight.
Do you understand? Her whole point right now is to get the gift card. That's all her point is. And she has to go through this rigmarole shit trying to get to it.
Yes. Yes, Joe. That's how the bit works.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is like...
Not feeling sorry for her.
But you think about the back and forth, that it's not a couple having a hard time. It's a scammer trying to get a gift card out of you, being point blank that she needs the gift card now. I need the money now. I need the $100. I need a $100 gift card now. You have to send it to me, my love. I don't feel I'm getting enough out of this relationship. God damn it all! Yes.
And that's how it went down between Joe and Joanne. Much like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot more money than that, my friend.
I'm sure. She goes,
the stakes were along the same line.
She goes, followed back already. I go, that's not the point. You're quick to discard me. You mess around with other guys. I deserve better than that.
I just want a fucking gift card for $100. But on the same thing, the whole guy she's having a foot fetish with, you know, she should go, all right, I won't talk to this guy anymore.
So she might be getting money. She might be getting money from him. She ain't getting money from me. She probably was getting money from him.
Well, that's true. Then you can go straight to hell then. You know,
You would think so. But then again...
Well, I'm just talking business, not personal. It's just business.
But then again, she's been dealing with me since April, and we're at the end of September. She's already invested a lot of time in me.
Yeah, but what's her basis for investing a lot of time? Being intrigued and being entertained? And knowing that she's not going to get a fucking dime out of you, and you're also talking about, well, she seems distracted. Yeah, because she's got other lines in the water. She might, and like I said, it's a whole sales thing. Out of usually six inquiries, you're going to get two sales. So if she's got you and, you know, these other people, if she's getting the other two people to kick in money, she's still making her nut and still has time to horse around with your nonsense.
She goes,
yeah, I mean, she might be doing pretty well.
I mean, out of those two or three marks, she's probably making her nut for the week. Gives her time to, you know, and basically, unfortunately, you know, these people are getting scammed and they're desperate and stuff like that. Meanwhile, it's time to lighten up the day and horse around with you.
Yeah.
She goes, I'll make it up to you. I go, how? She goes, and then, and then she doesn't answer for quite some time. I go, I go, no answer. I'm beginning to think this is not going to work for us.
You just answered one of the questions because you said she doesn't answer it for quite some time. Yeah, because it's back to work, you know?
Yeah.
But this is all September 26th, though. She goes,
she can't have marks on September 26th?
No, but I'm saying we're actually talking a lot on this day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
She goes, it's going to work. I go, not if you keep lying to me and messing around with other guys.
Good point.
She goes, I'm not lying. I, what do you think I said?
How do I know?
Okay. What do you think, Joe?
I don't know. And the one thing, and God, you know, because I do the clips every week and do the show, I don't know what part it is, but I don't know if I brought it up with Jane or I brought it up here last week. The thing about it is, I think it was on the Jane segment, where these guys are like, now it's gotten personal. You're not getting over on me, okay? And it's like, I could tell you go to hell, but no, you're going to feed me this line. I'm going to have the upper hand on you, you know? So I think that's where we are, why you sticks around, you know? You come back, you know, now she's back, and it's like, you know, you put all this stuff, and then she's going to have an answer. She's not going to let you go because now it's personal.
I go, you've consistently lied about Vinny. We both know those foot pictures were for him. You know what? I'm sick of this. We need to talk, and we can do that for free with Instagram. If you want this to work, you will do that for me. You can make it up to me with a video chat.
Ooh.
I would leave it right there. Leave it right there. Next week.
Yeah.
Well, I continued because it's more for me. I go,
okay.
I go, so you so apparently she liked it. She go, I go, so you liking it is agreeing we will video chat, or that you will finally admit the Vinny stuff. Are we gonna fix this? Oh, so it's the next day, and I go, are we gonna fix this? And we'll leave it there.
Right. Okay. Now, and the reason why is because basically from what was brought up during the story, you know, why is she dealing with Vinny? Well, maybe Vinny's paying her, you know?
Yeah.
And basically, with you, well, we haven't gotten a dime out of you, but you are entertaining. So which way is she going to go? Is she going to tell you to go to hell and then just make her money, or is she going to try to, you know, because they are scammers and they are used to finagling things around, or are they going to use their skills, because now it's gotten personal, to try to keep you on the hook and keep Vinny on the hook? Got her, you know, gives her break against her day, and then she still has her mark that she's getting the money.
Yeah, it's a good point. Like, how's she going to keep you and get you to, like, back off about Vinny? Because she hasn't even figured out how you know about him.
Right.
And still get that great foot money.
And right. And there's your cliffhanger, boys and girls.
All right. That was good. Good stuff tonight.
Yeah.
We'd like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for sponsoring
yes.
us. Thank you, Russ.
Thanks, Russ.
Thanks, Russ.
And, yeah, man, it was a fun show this week. Joe and I are agreeing a lot more. I like this virus. It's doing wonders for us.
It's infected both of you.
It really has.
Down, yeah.
No, but Joe and I are agreeing.
Yeah, okay.
Joe and I are agreeing on a lot more things. I mean, because I never know how these are going to be. I thought this week had a lot of good controversial topics, but we all seem to be in step this week.
Well, it goes week by week. I mean, last week it was cats and dogs. You know, and this week not so much, but you know, we agreed on stuff. You know, like I said, it's Devin. It's always with me. It's always issue by issue. I'm not going to take a lockstep with policy. Sometimes, you know, there are times I look at policy and I disagree with it. I look at optics, I disagree with it. You know, so you know, it's I'm not always in lockstep with stuff.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, Donald's very disappointed with that. He's going to be strengthening your Kool-Aid so you can get in line.
If I had to sit down with Donald, I would tell him a couple of things. Number one, he's got to you know, the optics are hurting him. Number two, yeah, we get it. You can't do the rallies, but you can't make the press conference into a rally. Sorry, you can't. It's not working.
Did you see the way he ended yesterday's rally? I mean,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
And to tell you the truth, I don't want to get into it on the end of the show, but to tell you the truth, I mean, he did have a point where the woman was going, so you're telling me it's China, is that because, you know, she's alluding because she's Asian? No, it's because it's China. Well, why are you saying that to me? Because you asked a fucking question.
No, I disagree. I disagree. She didn't mention China. She didn't mention China at all.
No.
Joe.
She said
he did.
He said that.
China.
No. The question was the question was, why does it matter what the other country's death rates are? That was the gist of it. When so many Americans are dying, and that's when he said, "Ask." You know, he said some other stuff, and then he said, "Ask China." And she happens to be a Chinese American. She did not bring up China. He brought up China.
But the thing about it is, he was saying, "Ask China." Because the whole perception is that China did not state the infection rates, and it caused the whole thing that we weren't.
Then why did he thank them? Why did he thank them for their on behalf of all the American people for their transparency?
When did he say that?
January.
January? We're talking about January. Yeah. We're in May now. Okay.
I understand.
We've learned a lot more. Basically, her thing is her whole perception of is that you were saying China because I'm Asian. That she totally misrepresented that. She said, "Why don't you ask China?" She said, "If he turned around and said, well, why don't you make it sure it's like a menu and circle the questions that you have?" All right, you mean always. But
now, you know what? You know what the answer was? If you're normal, the reason I'm bringing up the other countries. Well, yes, it is true that Americans dying is my primary concern. I'm learning from other countries what's working and what's not working. I need to know where everybody is or where we need to be or where the other country should be. This is an international problem. That's why I bring it up.
They were both wrong. wrong on that. He should have expanded on the question. But for her to sit there and pursue it, that he was making a slur against her because
I think that's how she took it. I think that's how she took it.
She took it the wrong way.
I don't, Joe, I don't know, man. I don't know everybody's sensitivity things. I don't know if she's had to deal with a lot of racism. I have no idea. You don't know either. But either way, man, you talk about optics. You always bring it up. It's you got to be better, man. Every president gets.
I know something on that one. Now listen to me. I don't even know if you even did you no somebody at work asked me if I saw the video. I saw the video at work, and I went in and I'm saying to myself, okay, what did he do now? And I'm looking at it, and it seemed that, well, why are you saying China? Is it because I'm Chinese? No, because you asked the question. It's not a slur against you. You asked the question. Why don't you ask China about that? And basically, because regardless of whether he's right or wrong, he is on the context. And like I said, well, that's what he said in January. Well, that was January. A lot of people said a lot of stuff in January. But in his eyes, right or wrong, it's because that China did not disclose the severity of what was going on. And in his mind, he's saying, well, why don't you go ask China that? He should have expanded on that in response to her question. Her forgetting the perception that it was a slur against her, she was totally wrong. So nobody walked away the victor on that.
What's interesting about your analysis? I'm not going to say whether I agree with it or disagree with it. I will say this. It's a lot more balanced and thoughtful than what I saw from a lot of Trump supporters, where it was basically, oh, he owned her, that type of shit. You know, this is why I love the guy. So, I'll give you credit. I'm not going to say whether I agree or disagree with your point, but you put some thought into it, and I'll give you credit for that.
I'm not going to march in lockstep. But, you know, like I said, I went into that, and believe me, I went into that because people were asking me, did you see the video? And I heard the video, and I'm like, all right, you know, let me do final show prep, and I'm going to watch the video. And I totally went into it going, all right, what did he do now? And I'm like, like I said, he could have expanded better. Going back to what I was saying to Pip earlier in the night, with the whole thing about the using the disinfectant. No, he didn't say Clorox, but he could have expanded on, well, using certain light rays and stuff like that. And it has shown. That's where I got an idea. I was thinking outside the box. But to sit there and go, well, I was just kidding around. No, you weren't fucking kidding around.
You know how I take it? You know how I took it? Which is why I understand your response. On the scale of Trump fucking up, which was with when we were having the press conferences daily, was daily. On the scale of Trump fucking up and saying outrageous things that no other president would say nor should say, we go, well, he's done worse. And we move on. That's how I looked at it. Like that.
Well, yeah. Part of the problem in this particular case was that this isn't the first time he's done that with that particular reporter.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. In March, I think it was. A White House official called the coronavirus the Kung Flu,
right,
to her face.
Oh, wow.
So,
all right.
So it's like this is not the first time that issue has come up with that particular Chinese reporter.
She's already got her hackles up because she's feel like she's been you know, exposed to racism on this administration's behalf before.
I don't think it's. Based on what I saw today, I don't think it's based on racism. I think it's based on her consistently looking for a gotcha moment.
I don't really think that was a gotcha question.
I think because I'm Chinese, I say that because she asked the goddamn question.
But she didn't mention China. I don't think it was a gotcha question. Listen, man, like I said, and then we really got to go. Here's the thing, man. The gig is you got to answer a lot of questions. The media is going to quote Joe, try to get that gotcha moment. That's their job. That's the job they wanted. You wanted to be president. That's also part of the job. It's not all parades and ducking at the theater. There's other shit that's involved too. If you can't deal with it, you should not have been president. And it goes back to what I've been saying since 2015. This guy doesn't have the mental makeup for it. He's too thin-skinned. Suck it up, Buttercup.
In a way, I'm not going to deny that. And what he should have done is it has nothing to do with you being Asian. I go, the question is based on my feeling that it came from China. China was it was not upfront with the severity of it. Maybe we could have caught it if it was. It has nothing to do. And furthermore, for you to insinuate that it's a racist question and having me to explain it is showing me your wherewithal as a, you know, is your disregard as a reporter that should just sit on the facts. Now, that's just me, but that's an answer instead of storming away.
Yeah, well, that's just it. That's just it. I mean, and then he got into it with Katie Collins from CNN because he called her, then decided he wasn't going to talk to her, and then he stormed off. I mean, and again, that's where I'll give you credit, Joe. You're calling it like you see it as opposed to being brainwashed. Go, yeah, he owned her. That the media sucks, but dude, you're the president, man. Don't storm
the fuck off. Because I'm being the devil's advocate in the same way, where she came up and said, well, I have a guy called somebody else. I called somebody. Basically, you didn't call somebody. Well, you didn't answer quick enough. Of course. What do you mean you didn't answer quick enough? The correct answer is, what are you going to play the race card now? Are you going to play the race card? But if he answered the first question, it wouldn't have gone there. But you could clearly see that she was going to play the race card on that, and she was going to question the race card on that for her colleague. He didn't handle the answer.
Yeah, but then she tried to move on to the question which she wanted to ask. Listen,
right?
Listen.
She blew it in the first place. Everybody's wrong. Everybody's
yeah, but maybe everybody's wrong. But again, man, up before this guy, we had higher expectations for the president. Like I said, they all get asked.
He's not a politician. He's not a politician.
Joe, you're not a politician. Joe, you're not a politician. You can figure this shit out. Time and again, I've said to you, you give better answers than he does. You figure it out.
But I'm not a big boss that have yes people around me all the time.
You wouldn't want yes people around you.
Like I said, Joe. There were some times I could, you know, I questioned what's going on in the back room, and you know, Kellyanne Conway or anybody in the back, they're going, don't you, we've got optics on this. You've got to watch the optics. Just answer the fucking question. Bring Fauci on, bring Pence on, and go. You got a problem of only you could solve, and go out that fucking door.
Those people have been fired. It is yes people now. And, you know, and then yeah. we really got to – I used to watch Celebrity Apprentice. I never watched the regular Apprentice. I watched Celebrity Apprentice, not for Donald Trump, and it wasn't – I was anti-Trump or anything. I just watched for the celebrities. I thought it was interesting. But they'd be in the boardroom, and me and my wife would talk about this. They'd be in the boardroom, and Donald Trump would make his ruling on who was fired. And sometimes you go, well, that makes sense. And sometimes you go – well, that, you know, we'd be talking, well, that didn't make sense. That person shouldn't have gotten fired. But without fail, all the other people in the boardroom, like the people on the panel with him, there'd be like two or three others, sometimes his family, sometimes other business people, sometimes people that worked for him, they would all agree on what a good decision it was. There was never disagreeing. And me and my wife used to talk about it. It always fucking struck me because that's not real life.
But unfortunately, that's the way business runs. You're watching a politics being run by a business. If I could expand on my point, without getting into detail, at the day program, there was a big regional meeting that we had, and the consensus is that at certain points, I'm glad we were all on mute, okay? Because some things were bullshit. Some things was a lie. Some things that, well, we did this. No, you didn't. You did this. You know, it's business. It's the way business is done. We're watching business being transferred. It's the first experiment that we had seeing the country run as a business.
But Joe, I would say most good businesses have people that will challenge you. It can't always. You don't get better if everybody always agrees with you. I mean, you know, this show, I give you credit. You know, people always attack you, and justifiably so. But I always give you credit that on occasion you make me look at things differently. Even if I don't agree with it, it gives me a different perspective. So by you having a different opinion than me, I become better. So I can understand how other people think. That's how mature human beings are.
Yeah, but sometimes in business, you'll sit there. You know, and like I said, we're watching a businessman run the country. And there's sometimes I'll say stuff at a dinner meeting over and year after year after year until I'm blue in the face. And it's like it goes over the head. There was things that I was watching on Friday that, you know, I'm projections, and they're going, well, we're watching at these three things at a percentage of the business, but we're going to focus on these two. Well, you know what? The other two are pretty fucking major. Why aren't you looking at them? You know what, though? That's it's it's the way it is. You know, it's the way it is. And sometimes when you're in that environment, you have been, for years, and then you get into a different arena, you know, sometimes you just, you know, you can be stubborn and stick to your guns. Like I said, now, in regards to that, the press conference yesterday, it was everybody was wrong on the way it was handled.
All right. All right. I don't know if we really agree, but that's fine. That's fine.
Right.
Don't have to agree.
Late.
What? What'd you say?
We're also just at a 3.5-hour show. Whatever.
No, I'm not gonna. Because you know what it is. In that case, it wasn't cut and dry. It really is how you perceive it. So
Yeah. That's
why I'm not going to go, oh, you're absolutely wrong. But no, it's how you perceive it. I understand what you're saying. I'm not saying whether I agree or disagree with what you're saying, but it wasn't as stark as other things that you sided with him for. I'm like, no, there's no fucking way. That's just wrong. I think there were shades of gray here. So
Yeah,
I do too.
Yes, absolutely. We can agree on that.
Yeah. All right, that's a good place to end it. Fun show. Did a lot of stuff. Facebook was a bitch. Sorry for people watching. But, you know.
Sorry about that. We tried to make it good. But it was a fun show. Very good show. Very insightful show.
Yeah, had fun.
Yeah, good.
Had fun with it. We'll do farts next week, and I'm sure Pip will have more shit stories because that's her thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe, I really do feel that if you could come up with something with an ass and Pip, whether it be pooping or farting or something that covers it all, I really do feel that we should have that bumper. Because it seems to be a recurring topic. A bumper for her bumper.
It's always about ass.
Yeah, so if you could work on that in the next week or so.
I'll see what I could do.
Yeah, and you know, listen.
I got to say yes sir to Joe and yes sir to Mike this week, so I got to smack.
Why, you guys aren't touring anywhere?
No, but we want to finish up a couple of tunes, plus we're doing this thing with Funky Monks. So that's my job tomorrow. So
all right.
We'll see what I can do.
Okay. Twas fun.
This is the time when we usually plug gigs, but there's nothing.
No.
What are you doing?
No. Well, I mean.
Well, I wanted to thank you guys for spending Steve Winwood's birthday with me.
Yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't have had it any other way.
Thank you. It was, yeah, I'm really glad that we got to have the Steve Winwood special birthday show.
You know, it's
on his actual day.
You know, it's a shame. We were going to have Brian Adams on to talk about Steve Winwood, but he was busy tweeting.
Oh, darn, I missed that.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Brian Adams, I guess he was supposed to start performing at, what do they call it? I can't think of the fucking word. A residency at some place, and obviously it's been canceled. And he had some very strong things to say about the reasons why. And if you want to talk about being offensive to China,
oh boy,
yeah,
oh boy,
I got to tell you, it was rather Trumpian.
If Brian Adams was at the press conference and asked that question in China, okay, I agree. Nah.
Why
did you ask Brian Adams specifically?
if it wasn't that everything was spelled perfectly, I would say that could have come from our president. But but yeah, so unfortunately Brian was busy. We apologize, Pip and Steve Winwood. Hopefully soon we can have
them. I'm sure Steve's brokenhearted about it. As am I.
Well, you know, listen. I'm sure Steve would be. I'm sure Steve wishes he was spending his birthday with his fans, but you know. Wasn't meant to be.
It could have happened, but no, you know what? Yeah, I know. I'm still waiting for my refund on the tickets I bought. Like, you know this isn't going to happen, so where's my money?
Well, we haven't gotten the word that our show in August is canceled yet that Joe and I are going to. So.
You know, I don't give a damn if we're live. Wondering what's going on with that show.
Well, they haven't announced it. They've canceled everything through July. They haven't announced anything with the stadium tour yet. So, we'll see.
Because we got that show in August, and then I got Rammstein in September. So I'm like, yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Everything's
on hold.
Listen, man, I don't know. I'm telling you, man, that Florida gig might be the only gig we do for a while just because, well, especially you because you're so regional. But even me, like, I'm not really calling to book stuff in advance. I haven't been.
I have nothing to call. I mean, the only thing I have is that I'm going to be with Adam, I think the first or second week in October, I'm back up at Mohegan Sun up at Comics with Adam.
So hopefully that'll be there.
I was supposed to be in Atlantic City with him in June, but obviously I found like a house of cards, so we rescheduled that, you know. But after that, and I got a couple of dates at Uncle Vinny's, but it's like, you know, I don't expect much. I don't even know if I'm doing Santa Claus gigs this year. And Jesus Christ, it's May, but I don't know, you know, how parents are going to feel then, you know, if
yeah.
we're going to do them or not, you know. So it's just a weird thing. I'm writing this year off. I mean, it's May now. I consider it December right now. You know, I'm just looking for, 2021 because, you know, but it is what it is. You can't even sit here and go, well, you know, it's not fair because I'm sitting at home and everything. No. We're all sitting at home. So the one thing career-wise is nobody is getting moved up. Nobody's getting the plum gig. No, everybody's just fucking sitting at home. So
yeah,
right.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
And, you know, but listen, places will open up and you hope that things don't spike, but, you know, I'm not confident that they won't. The experts seem to think there's going to be another wave in the fall. It's why I haven't called for my fall dates from places, you know. Just sit tight.
It's like I said earlier in the show, I'm supposed to, this 16th, on paper, I'm technically supposed to be with Levy at Uncle Vinny's. That's not going to happen. I don't even want to call Dino because I feel bad because, you know, I feel bad for him as a small business owner. And I don't even want to bother him with it. Of course the show's canceled. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to call and go, do you know, because I feel embarrassed, you know, even to ask. You know, we've just been conditioned to it is what it is. I've got, you know, like I said, the 29th and the 30th, I'm technically supposed to be at Wisecrackers over in Pennsylvania. That place is locked tighter in a crab's ass. I'm not calling Linda and asking about it. Who the fuck knows?
There's still a Wisecrackers? What place? Allentown?
Not Allentown. No, they have the casino. They're at they have their place at the casino at Mohegan Sun Scranton.
Oh, ain't that something? All right. Well, okay. Well, there we go. We've covered it all and more than we should have. Okay.
Yeah, we should. Jesus Christ, we're 15 minutes short of 4 hours tonight. Yeah.
Don't fucking tempt me. I'll do it. No, I got a fucking edit shit.
No.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate, oh, fuck, I didn't cue up the music. Slow down, everybody. I got so distracted by such riveting conversation to end the show.
I know. Oh, you know.
False start. All right.
Yeah. Well,
what?
I just want when people start hiring again that they remember that I was looking for a new job before all this shit happened. Just look at my resume first.
Well, there's not an interruption in your work history for a change, so that's nice.
Yeah. I know. Great.
Well, at least you don't have to commute. Anyway, all right. This has been long. Anyway, so here we go. If you like
good times, though. Good times.
It was a good time. Yeah. We had fun. It's like getting together with old friends.